Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's elect people and the knowledge of the truth that conforms to godliness, based on the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. At the proper time, he revealed this in his word, in the preaching that was entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child in our common faith. Grace and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete was so that you would set in order the things that were left unfinished and appoint elders in every city, as I directed you. Such a man is to be blameless, the husband of only one wife, and to have believing children who are not open to a charge of wild living or disobedience. Indeed, an overseer, since he is God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant, not quick-tempered, not a drunkard, not violent, not eager for dishonest gain. Instead, he must be hospitable, loving what is good, self-controlled, upright, devout, and disciplined. He must cling to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he will be able both to encourage people by the sound teaching and also to correct those who oppose him. For there are many who are rebellious, whose words are empty, and who deceive, especially those of the circumcision party. The mouths of these people must be stopped, because they are ruining whole households by teaching what they should not teach, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of their own prophets said, "Cretans are always liars, vicious beasts, and lazy gluttons." This testimony is true. For this reason, correct them sharply, so that they may be sound in the faith, not paying attention to Jewish myths or the commands of people who turn their backs on the truth. All things are pure to those who are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and do not believe. Rather, both their minds and consciences are defiled. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit to do anything good.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.